Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Masechta Bava Basra. We're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Yer Aleph, and we're continuing with Harchakos Nezikin. Marchikin Aseilan Min Abar Esrim V'Chamesh Amma. You have to keep a tree 25 amas away from a bar so that the roots don't go and ruin the bar. U'b'charv V'Shikma Chamishim Amma. And U'b'charv and a Shikma tree, which have a lot of roots and long roots, you got to keep them 50 amas away. Bein Milamala Bein Minatzad. And that's whether one of them is higher up on a hilltop or whether it's directly side by side on the same level ground. If the bar was there before you planted the tree, you got to cut down the tree and you get paid because you planted it. If that's considered, the Bar Tanurah explains that you planted it b'rishus, because the second you plant the tree, no damage is happening. It takes a long time for damage to happen, so we don't require you to cut down the tree without getting reimbursed for the tree, since the hezek that you're doing is only to an individual and it's a very delayed hezek. So that's why it's kotzeitz v'nos in damim im v'im ilan kadam. If the tree was there first, lo yakotz, you don't even have to cut it down. Savik zek kadam lo yakotz. If you're not sure which one came first, now you don't have to cut it down. Unlike we had previously, where miman of shochi were going to have to cut it down. Over here it's a zeka di yachid, where if you were there first, you wouldn't have to cut it down. So if we're not sure, hamotzi mechaver levrai, we're not going to force the guy to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi Omer Alfbi Shagor Kodemus Shabor Kodemus Leilan Lo Yakotz. Rabbi Yossi goes even further that even if the bar was there first, you don't have to cut down the tree. Shazelchover Betoch Shalo Vizenotech Betoch Shalo. Each one is doing what they're entitled to do in their own property. And the Bar Tanur points out Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis. Loyita Adam Ilan Samuklistei Chavero Elmkin Hirchin Menu Arba Amos. You're not allowed to plant a tree next to your friend's field unless you were marchik 4 amos from the field. Echad Gefanim Vechad Kalilan, and that's true of grapevines and it's true of all other trees as well. If there was a fence in between, so everyone is allowed to go right up until the fence. Hayishrashim Yotzin L'Tok Shel Chavero. Meaning that's the reason you're allowed to go right up until the fence is because the need to distance 4 amos is because of Kilei HaKerem. So if you have a fence, then that solves the problem of Kilei HaKerem. Hayusharashim Yotzin L'Tok Shel Chavero. If roots were encroaching on your neighbor's property, so Mamik Shlosh Tzvachim, the guy who owns the neighboring fields is allowed to dig away the roots that are within the top 3 Tzvachim of the ground, because he needs those 3 Tzvachim to be able to plant what he wants to plant. Kedei Shel Yaakov Esamachareisha. And the first 3 Tzvachim is where the plow is able to dig into the ground, and you don't want roots blocking the way of the plow. If he was digging some sort of watering hole, whether it be a well or whether it be some other type of digging in the ground for something that holds water, whether it's round or square or long and narrow, so it's kotzeitz v'yored ve'etzim shelo. You're allowed to keep cutting away the roots of your neighbor's tree that are cutting it, that are going into your property, and you're allowed to keep the wood from the cut away roots. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said you have to keep a tree 25 amos away from a bar, and if it's a charev shikma tree, it's got to be 50 amos away, regardless of the level of the land, whether they're in even levels or whether it's on a hill. And if the bar comes first, you got to cut down the tree, and you get, but you do get reimbursed. If the ilan was there first, you don't even need to cut down the tree, and therefore, if you're not sure which one is there first, you don't even need to cut down the tree. Rabbi Yossi, however, disagreed, and we passed like Rabbi Yossi, that even though the bar was there first, you don't even have to cut down the tree because everyone's allowed to do what they want in their own property. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that you're not supposed to plant a tree near your friend's field unless you're 4 amos away from the field, and that's true whether it's a grapevine or whether it's any other type of tree, because you're going to get in the way of his plow, or when you need to plow around your trees, you're going to get in the way of his property. But if you have a fence in between the properties, then you can go right up until the property line. And we said if your roots are encroaching in someone else's field, he could cut away the top 3 tefachim of ground of roots that are in your ground in order that it not ruin his ability to plow. And if he wants to dig a hole in his ground, he can cut away whatever roots are in his property, and he can even keep the wood from the cutaway roots. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Gimel.